This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. Worshippers participated in Friday prayers in Christchurch, New Zealand, 1 week after a gunman killed 50 people at two mosques. Reuters' Eve Johnson reports.
It was broadcast live on national television. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern gave a brief speech quoting the Prophet Muhammad.
When any part of the body suffers, the whole body feels pain. New Zealand mourns with you. We are one.
An imam from the Al Noor Mosque also delivered an emotional tribute to New Zealand.
We are broken hearted, but we are not broken. We are alive. We are together. We are determined to not let anyone divide us.
That's Reuters' Eve Johnson reporting. North Korea has withdrawn its liaison office with South Korea. The North notified the South of the abrupt move Friday at the weekly meeting at their joint offices in the northern city of Kaesong. AP correspondent Tong Young Kim reports.
It's not clear whether North Korea's withdrawal of the staff would be temporary or permanent. After notifying South Korea of this decision, North Korean staff left the office carrying some documents, but left most of the equipment intact.
That's AP's Tong Young Kim reporting. South Korea said in a statement, the North's decision was regrettable, but said the South would continue to work at the offices. The news follows last month's collapsed meeting between Kim Jong-un and President Trump. Two American service members and an Afghan partner were killed in a joint counter-Taliban operation in northern Afghanistan Friday. The insurgent group said the raid took place in a Taliban-held area around the capital city of the volatile Kunduz province. Officials with the NATO-led Operation Resolute Support confirmed the deaths. This is VOA News. President Trump surprised the international community with his announcement that the U.S. will recognize Israeli control over the disputed Golan Heights. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It's a major shift in U.S. policy over strategic land captured from Syria during the 1967 war. And it was announced by a tweet during the Jewish holiday of Purim.
I've been thinking about doing it for a long time. It's been a very hard decision for every president.
But he was asked on Fox Business Network's Mornings with Maria if this was a move to help Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's seeking re-election next month.
I don't know if he's doing great right now, but I hear he's doing okay. But I would imagine the other side, whoever's against him, is also in favor of what I just did.
Syria is demanding the return of the disputed land, but Netanyahu alleges that Iran views Syria as a platform to destroy Israel. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump's abrupt pronouncement was likely to cloud Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's two-day visit to Lebanon, where he'll meet with top officials, including some who are aligned with the Iran and Syria-allied militant Hezbollah group. 1 week after Cyclone Idai hit Mozambique, aid workers are racing against time to save people who remain cut off from food and medical help. VOA's Mohamed Youssef reports.
The government says its priority will be to provide food and medical assistance to those affected by the floods. Forecasters predict torrential rains are expected through Thursday and flood waters are still rising. The UN World Food Programme said it was transporting enough aid for 600,000 people, and the UN has allocated $20 million to respond to the crisis. Mohamed Youssef for VOA News, Nairobi.
With Brexit due in little over a week, British Prime Minister Theresa May came to Brussels seeking a three-month delay so she could salvage her twice-rejected EU divorce deal. Instead, the 27 other EU leaders offered a two-stage flextension. European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker says no more changes will be made.
This closes and completes the full package. There is no more than we can live.
If UK lawmakers approve the divorce deal, Britain will leave on May 22nd. If they defeat it, Britain has until April 12th to tell the EU what it plans to do next. The national airline of Indonesia has become the world's first to publicly confirm plans to cancel an order for an American-made Boeing jetliner that's been involved in two deadly crashes in the past 6 months. Garuda Indonesia said Friday it sent a letter to Boeing asking to cancel a multi-billion dollar order for 49 737 MAX 8 jets. A spokesman said, passengers have lost trust and no longer have confidence in the plane. Get the latest news on VOANews.com. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.